obviously, that was painful to watch. I can't recall ever a game with that many penalties. And here's the thing. Most of the ones I saw were good calls. So this is obviously, this isn't about a crew calling a lot of penalties. This is obviously something I've got to do a better job with. Because, look, we'll find ourselves at the short end of a game and then wonder about our offseason goals and what happened. And we won't be able to, we won't know when exactly it happened. And yet, you know, here in a preseason game, I lost track. So I've got to do a better job in that area, and it'll start on Sunday. Any questions?
Did y'all talk about something a lot after last week?
Absolutely. It's the first sign of a team that has no discipline, and that's the first sign of poor coaching. It's the first sign, along with the quarterback center exchange. Next question. I'm very upset. Well, would that make sense, Mike? Would you be upset?
Yeah, I was.
Particularly.
Is it something you guys had ever addressed before?
We just talked about it.
No,
we
whether you didn't want to do it that one or like
next question.
Coach, with strong emphasis on taking the ball away, do you think maybe the aggression is
leading to the penalties? No, listen. Here's a number for you. You ready? Five takeaways. Now, hear me out. Five takeaways. We're at the 9-minute mark in the fourth quarter. We're up 7. Let me say that again. Five takeaways. 9-minute mark in the fourth quarter, up 7. And listen, we'll say, hey, when we get to the regular season, it'll clean itself up. Hey, that's silliness. Crazy. I thought there was some. Listen, I thought both Luke and Ryan did a lot of real good things. I thought they both located the ball well. I think you saw in Luke's series him flush and make some plays outside the pocket. I think with Ryan, you saw him step up, maybe buy a little time, get the ball down the field a little bit. So I think there's a lot of positives to coach off of based on. Not looking at the tape, but just first impressions.
Sean, there are a lot of players, both young and old.
I thought the coverage on the kickoff was average. Our kickoff coverage was average. A lot of returns, you know, that went into the end zone. We didn't force them to punt, but I can't even count how many times. You know, we got a takeaway or early on, they, you know, got a field goal or a touchdown. So there weren't many punt return opportunities. But look, in fairness to that, I think that's easier when you put the tape on and you start looking at individual matchups. But I just felt like from a kickoff coverage standpoint, it was poor. Those were encouraging that he got behind the defense and was running. You know, and was able to make a few plays that we've seen him make, you know, prior to his injury. So I was pleased with the way he played. Well, we don't view him that way. Certainly, we like his speed. I think he's physical and can block. Those are good combinations if you're a receiver. So I think more than anything, what's important for us in the evaluation process is how's he moving. And tonight we saw him do a few things that were encouraging. I would say for him, and again, without having looked at the tape, I think it was a real significant step for him in the right direction. I think the type of injury he had was pretty significant. Well, I thought he played a lot better than last week. Obviously, he was around the ball. We had a couple minus yardage plays in the run game. He had the turnover. He looked like he was relaxed. You know, last week, and I said this to him during the week of practice, I felt like he was in position, but he was a half count, either behind or missing a tackle, and I felt like tonight it was much better.
Coach,
and we'll see in the kicking game. Our plan tonight was to play three of those safeties quite a bit, and I think we were able to do that. Just our decision.
Was the fact that the starters played off in the first half, was that planned or was it too much of a penalty?
No, I mean, if you look at the total snap count, it's easy to say in week two, play two quarters. We felt like we wanted to play them, you know, at least into the high 20s. Sometimes that varies on offense and defense. One group might be in the second phase. The other group might still be in the first phase just based on snaps. But we were close to a half of football, I would say. That was the plan. Hey, it's discouraging. Obviously, look, you got to pay attention to it. You got to pay attention to it. I got to pay attention to it. It's tough. When you hand out 40 tests and you're a teacher and everyone gets a D or an F, you got to look at what you're doing. You know. So obviously, we've got a lot of work we've got to cover. It is what it is. It is what it is. You see it on tape. It was painful to watch. Painful for a fan to sit through. Preseason game like that. Listen, that was ugly.
Coach, even though this is a preseason game, does Mark Ingram look more comfortable on the field this year than
I thought? Last week he ran particularly well, and I thought tonight we'll look at the tape, but he's healthy. And I've said that 10 times now. And I don't know that he's healthy. Last year, in the early portion of the season, he was struggling with a foot. And as it got healthy, we saw his performances get a lot better. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And did you say was it mostly injury-related rather than
no? No specifics. How's that? Thanks.